Let me just put it this way. In 2002 or 2003, when I said we need 10,000 units by 2012, I have to set an aspirational goal. I don't think anyone would say that we've been unsuccessful. And while we didn't reach exactly 10,000, we have been very, very successful through two recessions, a financial collapse of the housing market, and all other sorts of things in between then. To be where we are today is a phenomenal achievement for the community and the city.
Is the 10,000 number a goal that you still have in mind?
You know, I could stay here today. We need to have another 10,000 in 10 years. You got to set goals. You got to strive for something. And did I know in 2002 that we would get to 10,000 units? No. But I had to set a community goal. And by golly, we were successful.
Are you satisfied with the progress that's being made toward creating more affordable housing downtown?
Yeah, that's something we need to work at. If you recall, the first housing effort we had back in 2002 was low-income housing. Got a lot of pushback from people. But I felt if we're going to go down the road of providing housing in the city, let's get low-income housing first. And we were successful through great challenges. We got it done. Since then, the market forces have been in play, and rents downtown and ownership downtown, you know, they're hefty since then, because the market has been the determiner of the housing market in downtown. So what we're doing now is, as you know, in Franklinton, is the next big area of housing development in the downtown region. And our goal there is to make sure that the housing there is not, you know, the $2,000 a month or $1,500 a month rent that the downtown housing market has. That'll be an area, I think, that'll be great for artists, young professionals, entrepreneurs just starting out businesses, live-work environment. We're going to work really hard to try to make sure that it is not housing for people who have a lot of money.
Well, and in fact, you announced plans for Franklinton in your most recent State of the City speech. Could you give listeners an update on the status of that plan? What's been done since the speech? What's the next step?
Boy, Franklinton is moving. It's taken on a life all its own right now. So we've transformed the two main streets through Franklinton from one ways to two ways. You know, I believe in two-way streets when it comes to kind of a downtown environment, number one. Number two, we have investors acquiring land. We have a lot of new restaurants, bars, and other places where young people are starting to come and be attracted to. There are artist efforts being started in the Franklinton District. The Idea Foundry is about to open up shop there in a building that the city helped finance with Franklinton Development Authority. There's an area of about 20 acres or so that is now going out for RFP, for housing. I think you're going to see in about three years, maybe four, a transformed Franklinton. You will look at it like folks looked at downtown. You know, downtown right now is an amazing place. It's incredible. People come to our downtown and their eyes pop. They can't believe it. Where it was, you know, 10 years ago to where it is today. I think you'll have that same impression of Franklinton in about 3 or 4 years.
Well, and a key part of downtown is the Scioto Peninsula. And in 2013, plans were announced to redevelop the Scioto Peninsula. Franklin County Commissioners recently approved plans to raise Vets Memorial. The Vets Memorial Board wanted to save that building. What's the advantage of creating a new Vets Memorial rather than saving the existing structure?
First, I support the county commissioners. It's their action, their building, and their effort. So I support 100% what the county commissioners has decided to do. The new facility is going to be an architectural gem for this city. It'll be a great way to celebrate the veterans in our city, and it'll be a place where we can all congregate as a community. It will help transform the area. So, you know, while the city was not engaged in that, not a part of it, in that effort, the work of the county commissioners, you know, I support their work. The rest of the peninsula is City Columbus. Behind Cosi and south of Cosi and in front of Cosi. And so what we're doing there is we are removing the dam along the Sauter River, and the river is narrowing. The river will narrow, it'll be dredged, and we'll have a flowing river for the first time since the 1800s. And the banks that will be exposed will be recreational areas for the city and for the residents that live here. It'll have bike paths. It'll be beautiful. And then behind Cosi, we'll build a new park where the parking lots are located. And then behind it will be apartments, condominiums, and retail. Significant levels of all of those. And then south of Cosi, our hope is that the zoo will have a wonderful exhibit for the children and the families of our community. And to have that south of the Cosi between the two bridges, the Main Street Bridge and the Rich Street Bridge, it will just, it'll be incredible.
When plans for the peninsula were announced, the Columbus Downtown Development Corporation said at the time that fully funding the plans still needed to be worked out. Has that since been worked out, or are they still working on that?
The funding of this has not been worked out, but, you know, we're trying to figure it out. Our focus is really the river right now. The funding for that has been worked out. And once that river gets narrowed, I think it's going to be done by 2015, and it's going to take a while to figure out the financing. I think the area behind Cosi, where there's going to be apartments and commercial, obviously we need private sector engagement on that.
The arena is obviously a key part of downtown's future. In 2013, the management group that oversees the arena announced that it would hold one meeting in public and the rest of its meetings would be held in private. Is that a plan that's acceptable for you, given the fact that there is casino tax revenue involved in the arena plan?
Let me just put it to you this way. I believe in transparency. There's nothing to hide. When you use public dollars like that, and those are general fund dollars, that we need to be transparent. So decision's been made. That decision's over with. Let's move on.
How is the public's interest being protected in the case of the arena, given that there is casino tax revenue involved in that plan?
Well, there'll be audits, and that will be public. And the meetings that they do have that will be public, I think the public ought to engage. We will.
Part of the reason I ask is I got a hold of a city document that was dated in May, I believe. And at that time, more than $3 million in casino tax revenue had been spent on the arena, and the arena had only turned a profit of a little more than $700,000. Should the public be worried that that's a harbinger of things to come, or are you confident that those numbers will change over time?
We'll just have to see over time, see what happens. Worst thing to do is for that to close down, and then we'd have more than casino taxes trying to figure how to deal with it. The impact will be much greater than right now we could imagine.